Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? Now, I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen,
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got lots of news to cover today. In addition to the Trump arrest, impending arrest story, because we still have major trouble in our banking systems. And Stephen Moore and Larry Behrens will be here to discuss that. Plus a parenting tip. Stick around.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, breaking news. I don't know what happened, but at some point today, let me see if I can get a timestamp on this. The Trump grand jury was scheduled to meet today, and the press scrum outside of City Hall has just been, redonkulous. People are just... courthouse. They're lining up outside the courthouse because they want to, snap as soon as something breaks. But around 12:15 today, Fox News reported that the grand jury that was scheduled to meet and the meeting that was scheduled to take place today as part of the ongoing investigation into former President Trump, amid that speculation about those possible indictment, just suddenly got canceled. Just out of the blue, Alvin Bragg's office canceled the grand jury meeting. They were slated to meet and were expected to hear from at least one additional witness. And you know that the witnesses they met with yesterday didn't work out so well. They had Michael Cohen's attorney, the attorney that represented him in his criminal trial, the trial he lost and went to prison for 14 years for. They had that attorney in for the grand jury, and if he told the grand jury what he told the press afterwards, if I was Alvin Bragg, I'd be rethinking this thing too. Because Michael Cohen, the little snake that is at the heart of all of this accusation, his attorney said, that dude's a liar and you can't trust him. Just flat out. He said he's compromised, said, it's very hard to believe much of what he says. He's very self-motivated. And this is on top of a guy that went to jail for, amongst other things, committing perjury and, lying to investigators. So you've got that element, that curveball, on top of what has widely been panned as a really bad case. I was listening to my friend Arthur Idala last night on AM 970 The Answer in New York City, and he said flat out he had asked, a few dozen attorneys, many of them former prosecutors, and he said not a one of them, not one in New York City. And Arthur himself considers himself kind of a centrist Democrat. He's not a conservative by any means. But not a single one of the attorneys that he spoke to, the prosecutors, the people that had done prosecutions, not one of them, not one, said that they would bring this case based on this evidence. So if I'm Alvin Bragg, I'm already putting up with the fact that, the press has me at every turn because I came into my office telling people on day one of my job that I wasn't going to do my job.
Well, here's 25 crimes I'm not going to commit. Oh, here's 50 crimes I'm going to take from felony down to misdemeanor. We're not even going to give them jail time for them.
That was on day one for a prosecutor. Coming into office as a DA in a city that has a huge crime problem. That was his mantra on day one. So you've got a few wheels churning here all simultaneously and all obviously creating a little bit of a churn in the pit of his stomach. Think about the fact that in New York City, a Democrat asks prosecutors up and down, would you bring this case? And he couldn't find one that said yes. Couldn't find one that said this case should go forward. Not one. That tells you how lame it is. But the solidity of the case is not what this has been about from the beginning. They don't care if they win the ultimate case. What they want to do is bludgeon, beaten, and bruise Donald Trump just enough that he can't run for office, that he can't stand for election, that he can't, you know, move forward because public opinion turns against him so hard. And I just think that's where they've grossly misunderstood his support. You do understand, don't you, friends, that a lot of Trump supporters are not the people waving the MAGA hats and flags and driving with the loud pickup trucks and participating in these, you know, car parades and everything else. You know that a lot of the Trump supporters in America, the 75 million that voted for him for president, largest number of votes ever cast for the reelection of a sitting president. Obama got less votes in his reelection campaign than he got in his first one. Bush got about the same. Clinton got less votes in his reelection. Reagan got slightly more. But of all the two-term presidents in recent history, none of the incumbents got more votes, and Donald Trump got 11 million more votes as the incumbent than he did when he won it the first time in a very energized race against Hillary Clinton. The mules did their job, friends, in 2020. They found every available ballot that was out there, and they stuffed every box they could. So I'm just, there's, and we're supposed to believe the outcome of that election. By that outcome, we're supposed to believe that Joe Biden was the most desired president in the history of the country. Nobody believes that. Our enemies don't believe that. Joe Biden's supporters don't believe that. Trump supporters don't believe that. So this is what it all boils down to. They don't want him to run again. They don't want him to win again. They know that if they do, that there's going to be pain in the deep state. Corruption's going to be rooted out. Have to deal with some bad apples and get rid of them. And they're too busy trying to reconstruct their corrupt, you know, ways, kickbacks, payoffs, selling out the country. They're too invested in that to even consider the option of letting someone like Trump come to power. And I'm not saying it's a done deal that he would. They don't want to even give him the chance, though. And this is what they do in countries that do not have our constitution. They take their political opponents and they lock them in gulags. That's what they do. That's what they do in Russia. That's what they do in China. That's what they do in North Korea. That's what they do in Iran. Welcome to the neighborhood of the banana republics, because that's what America is turning into if we let this stand. Statute of limitations, even if he committed the crime, ran out 5 years ago. But I still have a hard time understanding how a crime was committed when he paid his lawyer money and then he put on the ledger that he paid his lawyer money. That part seems very difficult for me to understand how that's a crime. Anyway, what other stories are we ignoring because we're focused on this? Steve Moore joins me next.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, I'll come back to the top story of the day and your thoughts on it as we go along. But there is other news, and I want to make sure that we touch on at least the more important stories that are still rummaging out there. And this week, the president issued his first veto, and it was on a bipartisan effort coming out of the Congress. I am curious as to what we got Congress to work together on that he could not agree with. That seems very counterintuitive. Stephen Moore is here. He's obviously an economics contributor to FreedomWorks, Wall Street Journal, Heritage Foundation. Anywhere that needs good economic thought turns to Stephen Moore, including the former administration. Stephen, welcome back. Always good to have you. President Biden has barely been awake through most of his presidency. What got him so turned off on this particular bill?
Great to be with you, Kevin. So just by way of background, this bill would have restored the idea that when pension managers are investing during my retirement money, that they have a fiduciary obligation, a legal obligation to get that best return on our money so that when we retire, we have a secure nest egg. And so Biden basically wants to inject politics into the way these investments are being made by fund managers. So
right.
He wants to take into account climate change. He wants to take into account racial justice. He wants to take into account LGBTQ issues. Now, you know, people may feel very differently, you know, about these issues, but I think most Americans would agree, look, I don't want politics intervening with my pension money. But Biden does. And so he is basically now going to allow you're in my pension money and all your listeners to be at risk with this ESG, which is environment social justice kind of dictates for businesses. And Kevin, the evidence is very clear from the last few years that these ESG investing funds do worse. They give you a worse return on your money. So that's why I think people should be very angry about this veto.
Wasn't this at issue the crux of what happened with SVB? Weren't they distracted by a lot of stuff that had nothing to do with taking care of the people's money that they had stewardship of?
I think that's part of the answer, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was the overriding factor, but there's no question the Silicon Valley Bank that went under was, you know, they spent $5 billion, not $5 million, $5 billion on climate change investing, and that didn't turn out so well for them. Now, I'm not saying that was the fundamental reason that they went under, but, you know, when pension funds are thinking about, oh, gee, how's this going to deal? You know, what are we going to do about LGBTQ? What are we going to do about, you know, saving the planet? That's not their job, Kevin. That's not their job.
No, their job is to take their investors' money and to, at very minimum, protect it, but at best case scenario, make more money with it. And it seems like everything related to this ESG stuff turns south quickly, particularly in an economy that's you know, as dysfunctional as ours is.
The highest performing stocks last year were oil and gas companies. Well, guess what? All these ESG funds divested from they sold their oil and gas stocks. They didn't buy it. So this is one of the reasons that ESG and social agenda, you know, there's been social conscious investing for decades. It always underperforms the market because you're not focusing on what will get the highest return. And, you know, for somebody who's getting, you know, I'm 63 years old. I'm, you know, maybe in the next few years going to think about retiring. I want to make sure my nest egg is secure. Maybe we want to move to Florida or Arizona. I don't want the politicians, you know, gambling with my money.
Let me ask you about this. There's a lot of woke policies that are at work in a lot of different parts of the country. And I'm reading a report out of the Examiner today about Michigan heading back to poverty. Has it gotten that bad in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, it's a disaster what's happening in Michigan. So Michigan turned blue this past election. So the Democrats took, not only did they retain control of the governorship, they flipped the House and Senate from Republican to Democrat. And look, I'm not one, you know, I'm not especially a partisan person, but when you get total Democrat control of a state like Michigan is now democratically controlled, what's the first thing they do? They bow down and genuflect to the labor unions and the teachers unions. And that's exactly what happened in Michigan. So Michigan is the first state in something like 50 years, Kevin, to repeal a right to work law. And right to work is in my opinion, a fundamental worker right, which says it's not anti-union. It doesn't say that right to work doesn't say you can't have unions. It just says, Kevin, if I'm a worker in, you know, auto plant, I have the decision myself. I have the right to choose whether I want to join the union or not under right to work. Now, under the new rules, guess what? You want to work at that Ford plant, you have to join the union. You're forced to and forced to pay union dues. Now, why does that matter? Number one, it's a violation of worker rights, in my opinion. I don't know how you feel about it, but also,
no, I agree.
Second of all, though, more importantly, states that have forced union rules, as Michigan does now, lose jobs. They lose factories. The businesses move out because they don't want to deal with militant unions. And so, again, and I'm not saying that people do have a right to join a union if they want to, but in my opinion, they shouldn't be forced to.
How does this play out between now and 24? Will we survive another 2 years?
Yeah. Let me just say this, and you're right, we are becoming more tribal, and people are self-selecting their location based on ideology. But it's a tragedy for Michigan, because Michigan actually had gone from a blue state to a red state, and they had John Engler and other great governors, and those governors turned Michigan into a right-to-work state. And guess what? Michigan made a big renaissance. Michigan was making a big comeback, and now they're turning back the clock and going back to where they were in the 70s and 80s and 90s when things weren't so doing so well in those states. There's no question that what you just said is correct, that the jobs are flowing to states with low taxes, with right-to-work laws, with less regulation, and I'm talking about Florida and Texas and Arizona and Tennessee, and then they're flowing out of states like New York and New Jersey and Connecticut, and my home state of Illinois, that have, you know, big government policies.
The transformation of America to where we are right now with this progressive Marxist kind of top-down kind of use of force kind of economy has really done damage to our institutions and to our individuals. And I'm not convinced that we're going to survive the next 2 years.
So, you know, it'll be interesting because there is some chatter that it could, you know, who knows what's going to happen and, you know, who the nominees are going to be. But possibly one possibility would be that if Joe Biden is not their nominee, I hope he is because I think he'd be the easiest to beat. But the one person they're looking at is Gavin Newsom, who is, of course, is the governor of California.
It's even worse
out
there.
Republicans may choose Ron DeSantis. So think about that, Kevin. What a dichotomy. You know, what a do you want America to look more like California, where, you know, over a million people have left in just the last 6 years? Or do you want Florida that's so vibrant? It stayed open during COVID. They're doing school choice. They, you know, every time I go to Florida, all I see is license plates from every other state. So you're exactly right. It is really a sharp contrast right now between red state America, which is mostly in the South and the mountain states. And unfortunately, the Northeast and some of those Midwestern Rust Belt areas in the Midwest are suffering. So, but look, if these red state, blue states don't change, like New York and California and Illinois, they're going to change or die because they're losing people, they're losing businesses, and they're losing jobs.
No doubt about it. In fact, I think Lee Zeldin lost the governor's race because of how great Ron DeSantis has managed Florida this last go around.
Exactly, and all those Republican voters.
There were more than a million, and he just needed a few thousand. But okay, Stephen, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Okay, Kevin, have a great day.
There he goes. Freedom Works, Heritage Foundation, Wall Street Journal, economist to presidents, Stephen Moore, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
When hope is hard to find, a new collection of real-life stories from Fox News' Harris Faulkner reveals how salvation came when it was needed most. Faith still moves mountains. Miraculous stories of the healing power of prayer. Go to foxnewsbooks.com to order now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we roll on. We were just speaking with Stephen Moore about the overall health of the economy, but I want to drill down a little bit further on this idea about the woke policies of the administration and their connection to the banking crisis. I was listening to Charlie Gasparino yesterday on my friend John Katsimatidis' radio broadcast, and he was saying that there may be as many as 12 to 15 more banks that are roughly the size of Silicon Valley that are headed towards the same outcome. What does that do to the overall economy? What does that do to the banking situation? Is that one of the reasons why the arrest of Donald Trump story has been rallied so big in the media? Because there's about to be a massive bunch of hurt on people in these medium-sized banks. Let's turn to Larry Behrens, who's the Western States Director for Power of the Future. Larry, thanks for being on with us. First of all, do you have any sense that what Charlie Gasparino said is true, that there may be a dozen or two dozen more banks that are very much on the edge, teetering towards a similar outcome of SVB?
Well, I can't really speak to the larger banking issue, but it does seem highly suspicious to me that there is, to your point, Kevin, a lot of news right now about President Trump. And all of a sudden, we've all stopped talking about the second largest banking failure in the history of our nation. It involved the 16th largest bank. And so it was really curious to me to see the president react to Silicon Valley and really to see how much we're not paying attention now to something that is pretty devastating in terms of not only the obviously the folks that have accounts there, but also looking at how is this a signal of something that is much, much bigger.
Well, from what I understand, this bank, SVB, for one, dedicated a lot of time and effort into the ESG agenda, trying to get green energy and trying to get, you know, LGBTQ and trans issues and all these other things kind of baked into their business model. Didn't work that well. But then you have the double whammy of a lot of these banks during the downturn in the economy just putting all of their funds into the government debt, which has not panned out in terms of. And so you have, if you have loss on return on your portfolios and people begin to realize it, they don't want to keep their money there anymore. And who can blame them? But it seems to me that at least at the SVB level, between the woke policies and the inability to follow the bouncing ball, the very last thing that anybody was worried about was what the consumer was actually going to have to be left holding.
Yeah, that's such a great point, Kevin. I mean, you know, it's interesting. I think we've all lived in states sometimes where there's a budget surplus and the state leaders, or sometimes it's happened at Washington, right? They'll send us a rebate. Here's $500. Here's $1,000 maybe if you have a family. But if you look at something like Silicon Valley Bank, where you have folks that are tied to it, Gavin Newsom, folks that worked on the Biden campaign, that, you know, Silicon Valley Bank, even just earlier this month, sponsored an exclusive getaway with a company run by Tom Steyer that used to employ John Podesta. And so you have to ask yourself, with all these names tied up into this bank, and the fact that Joe Biden apparently got up and went to work at 9 a.m., which is something by his own former press secretary's admission that he rarely does, that he would go to assure folks of this bank, but yet he has yet to set a foot in East Palestine, Ohio. And so what is happening to the families who are still paying a high inflation tax, still wondering about their own bank accounts and what's going to be happening with the economy, and taking a look at folks like Gavin Newsom getting a big fat bailout for their wineries? It is something that is really concerning as we look at, is this how the administration is going to handle these other, you know, banking issues that are going on?
I don't think that they should be the ones getting the payout. And I heard that the FDIC saw to it that the payouts for the large investors did get done. So you've got this verges on corrupt. It's not just incompetence. There's a certain degree of cronyism and corruption here that just stinks.
You're absolutely right. And you have to look at it through that lens that says, you know what, why so quickly reaction to this? And I agree with your point completely. You know what, I have my money in a bank, millions upon millions of Americans do. And if, you know, through decisions not made by those account holders that the bank goes down, then, you know, those account holders should have an opportunity to be reimbursed for that. But we're talking about major dollars here. And when I say the second biggest bank failure in the history of our country, that has, you know, real meaning. We're talking major dollars. And this is something that is hitting, it looks like at least, hitting other, you know, at least the attitudes in the market. And it was all kind of looked at as, you know what, should this bank have been investing in ESG? Was that a worthwhile investment? Was that mismanagement that needs to be looked at? But it seems that, you know what, we had the second largest bank failure in history. Yes, I'm going to keep saying it. And all of a sudden now we're talking about something else. It seems like Washington is really happy that we're not paying close attention to this.
No, I can't agree with you more. Larry Behrens of Power of the Future, thank you for being with us.
Kevin, thanks so much, man. Have a great day.
You got it. You too. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Shelley Goldberg's going to help our parenting skills next.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus' revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now there's hope and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus' Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus' Revolution, only in theaters now.
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son.
Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us. And you know, on Wednesdays, we appreciate the time, I actually do, to let my brain go away from the craziness of the front page and all the stuff that we get so wound up about, and for some of it very good reason. But in the process of all that, I am very grateful to be able to help bring good information to you as well. And so on Wednesdays, we set aside all the rest of that so that we can talk a little bit about parenting and give you at least a tip or two as to how to be a better parent in the process of raising your kiddos. And here to do that is the aforementioned Shelley Goldberg. She's been doing this for a few years with us now. And Shelley, I hear from people regularly that the stuff that you give us is they can't find it anywhere else. So I know that we're doing an invaluable service for those that are really trying to take their parenting skills seriously. What you got for us today?
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for that compliment. Wonderful to hear that. Parents need all the help they can get. Without question, especially the last couple of years. So today I thought, let's just make it a little lighter, a little brighter, and just go through some very simple, easy breezy, what I would call parenting hacks, parenting ideas that might just make your life a little easier with your kids. So I'm going to ask you if you would be so kind to share what works in the McCullough household. But get ready, grab a pen, a pencil, and hopefully this will make some mom or dad's life much, much easier. All right. Some parenting ideas, some parenting hacks to make your life a little smoother. Number one, keep a small lunchbox filled with crayons, stickers, small toys in your car. Kevin, you know what that's for. It's to take into a restaurant to keep the kids entertained so you don't have to bring in screens and have them on screen time. Number two, you know those silver cupcake liners?
Yes.
You know, you put in the cupcakes in. Well, if you put that under your child's popsicle, Kevin, it will keep the ice cream. Really simple, but it works. It will keep the ice cream from melting all over their hands. So as we approach the warm weather, try those silver cupcake liners. Three, put the ketchup under the hot dog the next time you're putting the hot dog on your kid's bun. Instead of putting the ketchup on top. And by the way, just that simple, just tweaking it a little bit, there'll be much less mess.
No, that is a great hack. In fact, I kind of started doing that by accident a couple of years ago. And you know what the percentage of messes was after I started doing it? Completely different, almost none.
That's right. So sometimes these little simple things that parents share with other parents, it changes everything dramatically. So let me keep going here. Maybe this will help someone. Freeze yogurt. It makes a great popsicle, okay? You know those magnetized knife holders that people put on the wall? Well, if you take off the knives, it really works with the matchbox card. So you can put up your child's matchbox card right where you would be putting up the magnetized knives. Use your pizza cutter, which I just know Kevin has in the house, to cut pancakes into really small bites. Kevin, do you remember the plastic shoe storage bags? Just hang it on the wall, a plastic shoe storage bag. It's fabulous for organizing Lego pieces. Here's another one. If you have a child who's afraid of monsters, you're going to make a monster spray. You're going to use a clear plastic spray bottle, label it Monster Spray and some funny letters, maybe even put some googly eyes on it, and spray the room before your child goes to bed. All right, if you have a child who's a picky eater, you might want to draw some silly faces on the eggs, on the actual eggshell. That might make it more appealing when you tell your kids they're having scrambled eggs for breakfast. Pizza boxes are great for coloring. They're great for finger painting, so don't throw them away. How about this one, Kevin? Throw some glow sticks into the bathtub to make bath time super fun. Or add a strip of Velcro. If you put it on the wall, it's perfect to put up soft cuddly toys, especially for young children. Now, if we get a little more serious, Kevin, always take a picture of your kids when you enter an amusement park or a crowded store. So this way you can show people who your kids are and what they're wearing if they should, you know, God forbid, get lost. And another great idea is to color code your kids. So have your kids all wear the same color when you go into a crowded area, whether it's red or yellow. Makes it much easier to find them. So far, so good, Kevin. Are any of these helpful?
Yeah, well, some of them I had never heard of before, but as soon as you say them, they make so much sense. Like the glow sticks in the bathtub. I mean, that's genius. And what kid wouldn't want to see something glowing, you know, in their bath?
Okay, how about this? Cut up apples to look like French fries. So you could even call them apple fries. So it looks very much like McDonald's French fries. You might get your kids to really love apples if you do it that way. Instead of, you know, if you're trying to get your kids to eat a green smoothie all with all that healthy stuff and they're going, ooh, Dad, I don't want that. Well, freeze it. Use an ice pop mold. Make a green popsicle. It's amazing. I love this one, Kevin. Set a timer off to go every two hours at the beach so you remember to reapply the sunscreen. And put bells on a toddler's shoes when they're crawling around the house so you know when they're going from room to room. Your thoughts?
No, that is so key because, you know, when they get to that stage where they are getting mobile, it is a little scary when it gets a little too quiet. And just having a little jingle on there can keep you at least somewhat tacitly apprised of their whereabouts at all times, which I think is genius.
And I'll end with this one, Kevin. Instead of telling your kids what they should do, give them two options with the same outcome. In other words, we're going to leave in 2 minutes or we can leave in 3 minutes. Which one? And then your kids will feel like they have some control. But you're ending up with the same outcome. They're going to leave the beach.
Yeah.
It'll either be in 2 minutes or
no. That is, you know what? That is a really key one. And I don't do it with that short a time. What I start with, whether it's the pool or the beach or someplace where you know they don't want to leave, I'll start with a 20-minute warning. I'll tell them when there's 15 minutes left. I'll tell them when there's 10. I'll tell them when there's 5. And then we'll do 4, 3, 2, 1. And by the time I've gone through that countdown, they're so annoyed at just hearing me do the countdown, they're ready to go. So it works in our favor. But good stuff, yeah. Shelley. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Friends, if you missed anything on the list, go back and get the podcast. But there's some really good stuff on here. And that catch up under the hot dog thing, I'm telling you, man, that will save you from cleaning up some mess, which we're all hoping to do a little bit less of these days. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From the studio that brought you The Chosen.
Abraham.
The Lord came to me last night.
A story that transcends thousands of years.
Take now your son and go to the land of Moriah and there offer him.
Lord.
His only son. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Spend this Easter with his only son. Go to hisonlysonmovie.com to get your tickets. Only in theaters now.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Everyone is talking about Jesus Revolution. Witness the untold origin story.
Our country is a dark and divided place, but now is hope, and it's spreading.
Of the last spiritual awakening in American history.
This is your home, and I want you to tell all your friends about it.
Jesus Revolution, starring Jonathan Rumi and Kelsey Grammer. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Jesus Revolution, only in theaters now.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't know about you, friends, but dealing with this slave issue causes me to see the things in our lives here in America very differently. On social media the last couple of days, there has been a big joke. Everybody's been laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Wink, wink. That's funny. Ha, wink, wink. They've been making a big deal about it. The story comes from Las Vegas, where former New England Patriot and former San Francisco 49er quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has joined the team. And as part of the benefits of joining the team in the state that has legalized prostitution, quote unquote, legalized prostitution, a local brothel is offering him free sex for life because he joined the Raiders. That's the assumption, that he's not going to be in love and married and with his wife and having free sex, which is not free. It's a lifetime commitment to get that sex. But this brothel thinks it's a really good idea to tell him, hey, you can just come and be with our girls and we'll take care of you forever. And it's this mindset that the owner of this brothel has that ends up creating what we're dealing with in other places around the world. CSI is dealing with sexual trafficking on many, many fronts. 70 to 80% of the porn industry is made because girls are forced into things that they don't want to do. I've heard similar statistics about places like brothels as well. I don't have statistics on this particular one, but I can't believe for a second that it wouldn't be something similar. But these girls, they say, well, it's our choice and we're making money. The 20 women we're trying to save in northern Sudan never had any choice. They were trafficked. They were raped. They've been mutilated. They've had their children taken away from them by their slave master, who took everything from them, including their dignity. And I don't think it's a funny thing for Jimmy Garoppolo to get, quote, free sex for life, because there's a brothel that's willing to offer it to him. But I can't just sit here and criticize him. I need to do something about that. And that's one of the reasons why the McCulloughs are so committed to Christian Solidarity International. We're going to help liberate a woman every month for the next year that would otherwise be trafficked, that would otherwise be enslaved and being forced to have sex against her will. Friends, you could help us. You could help us free one of those 20 that remain. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Time is running out, but we have a chance to save these final 20 women. Would you help us? 800-222-5909. 800-222-5909. Please go right now. Don't delay. Make the call right now. You can also do it online if you go to WMCA.com.